Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
We got the chocolates.
What the frick is that?
We got the chocolates.
Don't they do dad jokes?
We got the chocolates.
Wait, there's a podcast?
Yes.
Really?
Skihouse, welcome back to another episode of the We Got the Chocolates podcast. I'm Lee.
I'm Skin.
And I'm Gertie.
That is Mikus over there.
Hello.
Mikus films and then chimes in when we need him. You have probably arrived by accident, but definitely stay for a laugh. We Got the Chocolates. That is a win. And congratulations. Congratulations, that was, to Mr. and Mrs. Skin.
Oh, yeah. Yep, that is my last name. That's where that nickname comes from.
Skin married across the weekend, which is cool. I mean, it takes two to tango in this case. So Eloise is also here, actually, in the audience. So she's popping her head around the corner there. Mm-hmm. You can't see that, Skin, but I can.
Yep.
And, well, otherwise known these days as Mrs. Drennan.
Mm. Yeah. Well,
no.
Not yet, actually.
I think it takes a little bit.
Yeah, we've got to go do stuff to change her name. We've got to sign a bunch of things.
But on Instagram.
But on Instagram, where it matters.
Where it counts.
Eloise.
First thing I messaged Eloise on Sunday morning when it popped up.
What popped up?
Yeah, well, she... please. No, it came up about Eloise Drennan. I just sent a quick message to say, oh, it must be official now.
Yeah, yeah.
Very nice.
Nice.
Very nice.
Very good
stuff.
We'll get to that, I reckon. We'll do that as a bigger segment later. But first of all, did you know the two-up game, right? This frustrated you last week, Skin. Yeah. Only legal one day of the year, that being Anzac Day. That doesn't go down well in your books, does it?
No. I don't understand. I only really heard of this two-up thing a couple of years ago. I assume it's been a big deal on Anzac Day forever. But, yeah, I had never played it, only sort of started seeing it in the last couple of years, and then Mikus was raving about it this year and wanted to get us down there to play some two-up.
Yes.
And, I just don't understand how something can be illegal 364 days of the year and then legal one day of the year. It's like, I remember when we went up to Darwin and – what's the day? What's
the firework day?
The one day up there, everyone's just got fireworks.
Yeah, what is that?
It makes no sense.
Territory day.
Yeah.
But surely things have to be either illegal or legal. You can't just be like, I don't understand how you can just change your mind one day of the year. Yeah, everyone just go commit crime.
Like purge.
Yeah, literally. That feels like we're in the purge. We're just out there gambling, I suppose.
What's the purge?
That movie.
The movie.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, I've seen that. No, watch a good movie.
It's got Matthew McConaughey in it.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah.
Does it?
No.
I was going to say.
Yeah, but anyway, Mikus actually played last year, and I remember, Mikus, I'm not putting words in your mouth here, am I? I remember you playing at the Tugan RSL.
Bowls Club.
Yeah.
Actually, could have been. It was one of the two.
Okay, nice. And played somewhere in Tugan and loved it, like sent us videos going, this is unbelievable, this is off the hook, et cetera, et cetera. So that was probably 365-ish days ago. Mm-hmm. And since then, you've been like in the lead up talking about how we needed to try this out. We need to play two up. And so after immense peer pressure, given that Skin and Eloise were getting married the day after or something, maybe two days after. Yeah. So Skin thought he was no chance of being allowed to go. When I say allowed, I mean, obviously, you know, just had to sort of get it across the line.
Yeah. Just kept my significant other on board with the idea.
Yeah.
Turns out she really wanted to go.
At one point she was going to go. And then I think you just sort of stepped in her place. She was going to leave you at home. But yeah, you got us there, Mikus.
Yeah.
And you're now financially free.
Great news is I have officially retired.
We've never seen anything like it. It was unbelievable.
And we certainly haven't seen a cent out of it in the form of a beer either.
Well, got plenty of beers over the weekend at Skin's wedding.
Yeah. Yeah. It was your shout heaps at Skin's wedding with that bar tab.
That was weird. I've never seen you move so fast.
No, but talk us through how it happened, Migas, because it was, we didn't even know how to play, Skin and I. We were with you. We were at the Caxton Hotel. We had no idea how to play. You sort of were like, you're basically our personal coach, I would say.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not that difficult. Like, essentially, you just have to choose heads or tails, and it'll be one of the two, usually.
Sometimes.
So it's two coins, and if it lands on two heads, two tails, tails, one of each, free throw.
Yeah.
And somehow, I've genuinely won about 15 in a row.
Mate.
I've never seen it before. No. Never.
Back into a streak.
It's almost a miracle.
Some would say.
Yeah.
It's a modern day miracle. It was the miracle on pavement again. The miracle on the dance floor.
Miracle on the circle.
I couldn't believe what I was watching.
If we want to get specifics, I think you walked away with that. You came in with $80.
Yeah. And I think it was about 40 minutes later, I walked out with 620. 520, 620. Yeah. It was like 540 bucks profit. Yeah.
It was a piss take.
And it was like to the point where I was just getting so confident that someone would like want to verse me and they'd be like, oh, like heads or tails. And I'd go, doesn't matter. You choose.
You choose.
Yeah.
And I'd go, give me the money now. Mm. And I was just like, it was a genuine piss take.
And then Skin was going no good. So then he was like, I'm just doing what Mikus does.
That was the one Mikus lost.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I actually won 15 from 16. Yeah.
Very good. It was a joke. And also, jokes can be left for us on the chalk line. We got the chocolates.com.au. Now, Dave the Brit that knows jack shit, our producer, he goes through and he chooses the voice note ones here, or the ones that have been left on the chalk line for us. This one, I believe, is saying comes from Ducky. So here you go.
Hey guys, Ducky here. I just want to share my favourite joke with you. I hope you haven't heard it. I first heard it years ago. What do monkeys and chainsaws have in common? They both fuck up trees. Have a good one, boys.
No disc.
That's nice.
Well done, Dave. That is certainly by your standards particularly very, very good after you have delivered some stinkers in the past. That's fucking fantastic. Very, very happy with that. And thank you to Ducky. And obviously well done on every time that you've got under the short ball in cricket.
Mr. Mallard.
What?
A mallard is a duck.
Is it? A mallard?
Mallard, M-A-L-L-A-R-D.
Oh, right. Okay. I don't know that. I thought you were talking about a mallet, like what you're knocking cricket bat in with.
Nah. Anyway, keep going.
Yeah, okay. We've got a written joke as well sent in by Alex. My wife just threatened to leave me because I won't stop making jokes about ghosts having sex with owls. Well, boo fucking who?
Good work.
Oh, that's, who chose that? Was that you that chose that one?
Yeah. Well, mate, Dave had a joke in the episode.
Oh,
it was
good.
Like the oldest joke I've ever seen in my life. I was like, I can't read that out. Everyone will have heard it 1,000 times.
Is this the wedding theme one, like the two antennas?
Yeah, the two antennas.
Oh, my
married.
God.
It's my go-to. That is my go-to joke. Yeah,
the ceremony wasn't great, but the reception was amazing. So I've scratched that.
You've never heard that joke? Yeah. Fucking hell.
Went back
living under a rock.
Found another one that Dave had saved. So that was a cracker.
Very good. Now, the joke of the week segment is brought to you by our friends at Better Beer. There's a few sore heads here, obviously, after the weekend celebration. So the Zero Alks getting a run. They do have 5 delicious tasting beers and some great merch. You can check them out, betterbeer.com.au. I was actually wondering if we can get Eloise to come across. This is sort of off the cuff, but Mikus, could we give you an early lunch break?
Yeah, no, that's good. I'm retired now anyway. So.
From his 2-up winnings. We get Eloise at spur of the moment, but we may as well have Eloise in to talk. Seems she was involved somewhat in the wedding.
A little bit.
Kind of.
Yeah. Significantly, I would say.
Hello,
yes,
Eloise.
That was the joke we were making.
Hello, how are you?
Sorry.
Very well, thank you. Thanks for being here.
Struggling with my headphones.
Yeah, how are you going there? This would be great to watch.
That's not how that works.
That's how I used to do it. Yeah, and flip that from there. Go from there. Yes.
Got it.
Well done.
Eloise, we just had a couple of stories regarding the wedding that we thought we wanted to get your opinion on. Gody, I thought I'd start with you because you somehow, again, managed to witness time management skills to the nth degree.
Well, I found it so frustrating as well because, like, you know me, and Eloise knows me as well, that I'm quite punctual. And I knew for her that I wanted to make sure the day went smoothly. Everyone was early. And up until about 1 o'clock, we played golf. We'd had a bit of breakfast. Like, we were flying.
Mate, we had so much time.
Could not have had more time. So we were nearly not bored, but we were like, oh, what do we do with ourselves with that early? Anyway, we were meant to be at the service at 2 o'clock. It got to about 1:45, and then I've never seen four blokes panic so much going, oh, shit, no one's got their clothes on and I still need to iron my shirt.
Yes, none of us had irons. Nothing. I was like, we've been on at the venue for 5 hours.
Yeah, sitting on the couch.
Oh, we've got 15 minutes to do everything.
Why am I not surprised that happened?
And the poor ladies that were like, obviously the girls were meant to come to the house and like get themselves their final getting ready before they walked out the aisle sort of thing. And the like lady is so keen to get us out of the house. I'd like poured myself and Skinner scotch. She just poured it down the sink. Time to go, boys. And we obviously were late because as we drove, like, you know how Skin is not meant to see Eloise pre-wedding, like even on the wedding day, I think it's like traditionally. And so it was like we're in the little golf buggy going up to where the ceremony was as the girls are coming in, which was definitely not, that was a closer shave than what was meant to happen. So Migas and I-
Closer shave than your head.
Yeah. Migas and I are holding our hands across Mitch's eyes, Skin's eyes, so that he can't see Eloise in the car.
Oh, that was so funny. We were like coming in and we just see, four blokes in a buggy, all eyes covered, beelining for the ceremony area. So good.
You don't want to get there too early though, I find. From all those weddings I've been to.
Maybe on time would be nice.
That's true. Yeah. Well, we got that sorted. Anyway, then not long after that, and I think Eloise, you've been filled in about this though, but Dave the Brit, that knows jack shit, our producer, great man, as we know, miracle on pavement, he's responsible
for. He's one of the greatest people I've ever met in my life, Disc.
There you go. And that means a lot coming from Goaty because he generally hates people. So he has a pre-wedding ceremony before you were there. He has yelled out to me. Mikas was steady behind me. We were sort of up the front, like saying hello to our pop and
just mingling.
Yeah, but we had Arnie's Nelkers that have flown in from Adelaide and stuff. So we were sort of like just mingling with everyone. And then the celebrant came to us and said, guys, we're going to need you to take your spots. Dave has yelled out to me like at the top of his voice, like made stopped everyone in their tracks, gone, hey, Lee. And like held up this box to me. And I was like, what the hell is that? Like, is this some sort of prank? What's going on? Dave read the room, probably not the best timing, like that sort of stuff. And then Mikas just as quickly has gone like, no, at the top of his lungs as well. Dang. And so I'm standing there, Mikas on that side of me, Dave on that side of me going like, what is going on? Like, who do I go to? What's happening? Everyone sitting there in chairs is just like staring on like, what's happening? What's going on? Like looking at me. And Mikas looked slightly more like he knew what was going on. So I ended up backing his judgment and went like, okay, I'm going to go over here away from Dave. As it turns out, Eloise, can you tell the story of what happens with the rings that Dave was holding up?
Yeah, well, we actually had a suggestion from our celebrant. I know traditionally it's the best man, or you have ring bearers that bring the rings into the ceremony, but we wanted to do something a little bit different. And our celebrant had suggested hiding the rings under random people's chairs at the ceremony, and then he'll announce and everyone will look under their chairs and two random people will bring the rings up to the front.
Well, like so, Oprah Winfrey style.
Correct. Like, wow.
You get a car.
Yeah. So they were definitely meant to be there and not meant to be touched until the ceremony had started. So I can imagine that would have been very awkward. I mean, well done, Mikas, for saving the day there. Good job.
Yes.
And it was so good that it was disco too.
Yeah. It was good. Mikas is, if you don't know this, Mikas is a wedding videographer by trade, I guess you would say. I don't know if that's officially recognized as a trade. So I think it's carpentry, plumbing, electrician, and wedding videographer are the four trades.
Wedding videographer more dangerous than the other trades.
Definitely.
Oh, very.
And so he's obviously seen that type of situation before and just saved the bacon, which was very nice and a recent trend for him as well. So that was good. So that was Dave. Yeah. Then we had the cartwheel on gravel. Now, that was an interesting scenario in that pre the wedding we have gone all the bridal party staying in the house and a couple of run-throughs of how the entry was going to go.
A couple.
400. We loved it. It was fun.
So I have come up with the great idea that, you know, a cartwheel will make everyone's night. It'll be fantastic. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a pretty special event, but I think a cartwheel would probably be the highlight, you know, that sort of thing.
Definitely. Yeah.
Eloise sort of mentioned to me the night before, she was like, you know, it's on gravel. And I was like, oh, it's inconvenient.
Can't be that bad.
No, yeah. Gravel, that's fine. I'll get to back it.
Mm. I don't understand your thought process at all. If you're planning on doing a cartwheel as your entrance and you find out, and that's just like the first thing that's popped to your mind, presumably, and you find out it's on gravel, surely you're like, oh, I'll think of a second thing before I can just come up with one more idea.
I had a mind blank, Skinner.
It may as well have been on broken glass.
And it wasn't like soft little bits of gravel either. They were like big pieces. Yeah.
Solid rocks.
Yeah.
I've still got a piece in my hand, unfortunately. And there's a video that Carly Miggs' wife took where it's like me just after doing it, Mitch, Skinner and Eloise are walking down the aisle and I'm in the background shaking my hands. I'm like, ow. Questionable, very questionable. Mm. But Eloise, you have a good day. You love it.
Amazing day.
It's weird it's over.
It is. I'd do it again if it, well.
To the same bloke.
To Mitchell, obviously. Yeah. It was so fun. It was just like the best day. Couldn't have asked for a better day.
Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations, Eloise. Thanks very much for coming in. It's been great to have you on the podcast again. As a married, how are you? Married life.
Married, yes. Yeah.
So different.
3-day anniversary.
So different. Yeah, 3-day anniversary. Is that an excuse to get nice dinner? No,
I wouldn't have thought. we have no money.
Thank you, Eloise. Migas, if we can get you to jump back in, because there was something we wanted to ask you about from the recovery day, actually. So just quickly do some relocating.
$100 wasn't enough to retire.
Quick, Migas is back. $500 he spent already in that gap. Recovery day. You took the definition recovery day to and the next level that I've ever seen. So, Skin, I don't think I'm exaggerating here. Migas woken up, gone best on ground probably for the first 3 hours, couple of like fizzes, bang, in he goes, gets a couple of drinks, seltzers. Then from maybe 12, I'm going to say till 3, one of the great naps.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Asleep on the couch. Then wakes up, couple more fizzes. In bed, not in bed, not on in the bed. Couch again, 6:30 p.m. Yeah. In couch, pretty much in couch. 6:30 p.m., sleeps through to 6:30 the next morning.
Yep.
And this is whilst we're playing like games of sardines where you run around and hide in the dark and people have to come and find you. Yeah. People like hiding on Mikus, putting spoons on him. Zero, like, you know how we played?
Yeah, he was on the couch.
Right, played on him.
We played, like, we were playing all our card games on, like, in the living room, just around Mikus, like laughing, screaming, having a great time. And meanwhile, like, Mikus would interrupt the laughter by snoring. It was staggering.
It's one of the great sleepers.
Yeah. No, it's always been a skill of mine. And I'm just glad I could show you.
I don't know where to go from there. I took recovery quite seriously and the next day I felt unbelievably good.
We got these Whoop bands sent to us, remember, like where you measure your sleep. Yeah. Skin was talking about it with the bloke that's like, what is he? He was aging backwards or whatever. Yeah,
with 180 minutes of erection.
That guy, he uses Whoop bands. So we started wearing them. I'm like, well, if that's going to help our erections, we jump aboard.
I need eight of them.
So we jumped aboard. It actually, as it turns out, it doesn't have something that says erection time. It just says sleep, which Skin didn't tell us, but we're still happy to use them. Mm. We've been measuring our sleep and Mikus has stopped wearing it now because he's literally completed it.
It genuinely was 100% every day. And I was like, well, he's wonderful people, but I've genuinely completed the Whoop.
He's Jay from the Inbetweeners completing Football Manager.
Yeah. 15 minutes, done.
I took working from the conference to the Champions League in 6 seasons. That type of stuff doesn't go unnoticed.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up.
What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Guys, we're back with one of our favourite segments.
This is why I don't introduce them, Gabes.
Lyric substitution, where we replace words in famous songs with the name skin.
Yes.
That's pretty simple, isn't it?
That's well explained, I think.
That's it.
Aside from that part where you spoke Egyptian hieroglyphics.
It's in Braille. So we pre-recorded these. It's a great listen. Not really, but anyway.
What was the theme this week that you wanted to do?
The theme this week, just obviously given the fact that it was Skinny's wedding on the weekend, I wanted to do love songs.
I like it.
Yeah, and like it's a chance for us to show up before, you know, if any people want us to come and sing at their wedding.
Well, we continually kept offering to Skin and Eloise.
Yeah.
I don't know if Skin blocked it because Eloise told me on Saturday night she was incredibly keen for it. Skin was the one that said, like, Eloise was like, oh, that would have saved us heaps of money with the entertainment, blah, blah, blah. So,
and the musician we got was so terrible.
It was actually amazing. But the issue, what you would have got is value for money. You would have got like singers, obviously, and comedians.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Wait, who was going?
Tim Minchin.
He is a gun, by the way.
I love him.
Actual comedic musician. Yeah. It would have been great if he was there.
If he is available, we should probably do a wedding for someone with him if he's offering.
Anyway, if anyone else wants us to sing in their wedding, that might be an empty offer. All right, who's up first, Gabes?
Well, I think we go with yours. Don't you reckon? Right. Let's get Goaty first.
But you can say skinny. Skinny, can I hold you tonight? Skinny, if I told you the right words, ooh, at the right time, then he'd be mine.
What is that original song?
I don't.
Baby, Can I Hold You by Tracy Chapman.
Is that Tracy Chapman?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
No, that was Goaty.
Good song, that one. Thank you, Mikas.
Sorry.
Right.
that's an absolute banger, disco.
I don't recognize that at all.
Oh, my God. You'd like seen Education.
Funny, Mikas, try me when we did you. But also then, because I didn't need you. I needed to know that wasn't Tracy Chapman. I needed to know that was Goaty. Yes. Thank you for that.
I'm sorry.
A woman with large dark hair. Yes.
Right. Okay. Well, Skin, don't give too much away because we're going to Lee. That's me, by the way.
Not Tracy.
You've got a missus to lift you higher, like the sweet song of a choir. You had an Albert in your eye, which caused burning skin.
I didn't go after that because I feel like you would usually time me out by now, Skin.
Yes. No, I appreciate that. Cutting it a bit short. Thank you. Okay.
Glad they didn't do that during the Albert process.
Yeah. There was no need, if you know what I'm saying.
Not much to cut.
I feel like it's too soon after your wedding day to ask how is the snag as well. Anyway, that was burning.
It was 1 year anniversary that too the other day.
It was, yeah.
Just before. So, the day before. Good. For the rest of my life, I've got those two anniversaries back to back.
Did you get married on the 27th?
Married on the 27th, Albert on the 26th.
Yeah.
Oh,
wonderful. So you can take a long weekend every year. Just like with those two monumental occasions.
I'm not sure about long.
Probably public holidays.
No. Right.
I'm very sure about long.
Burning Love, by the way, is the song we entered to on the wedding. So that's where the cartwheel came in.
Yes.
Basically after that part where it said, ooh, 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 and then I was in.
Yeah, do it again, practice it.
Yeah. Ed Goaty essentially hated it because on the night before I kept saying like, yep, one more run through, might as well do one more.
Yeah.
And then Cody's partner by that point had already gone to bed.
My favorite part of all that was Mika's having done 780,000 weddings in his time as a videographer was so certain that the run throughs were pointless. There was no way we were ever going to enter at the right times in the song. We lined it all up with.
He ate his words though, didn't you, Mika?
No, I absolutely did. And the reason was like the MC wasn't there to announce us at those times. And we like had it all scripted out. Like, this is when she's going to say it. I was like, there's no chance. And she did. And it was amazing. Unbelievable.
We had pretty much written like a book about how the wedding day was going to run.
Yeah, which Skin hadn't read.
Yeah.
Skin was like the night before. It's like, are you saying Jackie's going to know exactly when to call everyone's name? And Eloise was like, yes, it's in the document. And Mitch was like, Skin's like, oh, I haven't read that. Everyone else has read it.
News to me.
All right. Now, we also do get entries from Mikus, obviously. And that goes like this.
Sorry.
Oh, good. God, we kept that in.
See the lights, see the party, the ball gowns. See you make your way through the crowd and say Skin Oat. Kind of weird that you said that. Little did I know that you were Skin Oat. You were throwing pebbles and my daddy said stay away from me, kiss. And I was crying on the staircase begging your Skin don't go. And I said, Skin, oh, take me somewhere we can be alone. I'll be waiting. All that's left to do is run. You'll be the Prince Albert. I'll be the princess. It's a love story. Skin, oh, just say yes.
Because there is a lot to like there.
That's your best entry, definitely.
Yeah, I saw it's like street. Yeah.
That is tough to beat.
All right. Now, Skin, I'm going to put you under pressure here because you've also got Dave the Brit.
Oh, no, Jack. No, yeah. Well, I'll give you a bit of warning. Dave's not going to beat that.
Who's been worse, Dave or Mikus, like throughout the whole journey?
Oh, Dave more sexual with his song choices, which makes them weird.
Yeah. Mikus, and then the random SpongeBob theme song was.
Mika's way worse at singing, I reckon.
Oh, yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah, was there less auto-tune on that?
Yeah,
he did no auto-tune.
No auto-tune.
Still just a random key change in there that no one was ready for.
Yeah, that really hurts your argument of like, oh, the singing's so good until Dave puts the auto-tune on because that was dog shit.
Everyone just said it was better it was.
No, it was better.
Oh, the lyrics you wrote, the singing, wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful. The singing.
Yeah. Still good.
Shame.
Anyway. Okay, come on. Let's get through this. Disco, the last one. Disco Dave.
I want to know what Skin is. I want you to show me.
Good song.
Great song. Fuck.
I want to feel what Skin is.
That's so good.
I know you can show me.
We couldn't have it any ending.
No, we could have. That was so good.
Go on, Skin, wrap us up.
That's very good.
Who's got the chocolate, sir, Skin?
Mikus has the chocolate.
Obviously.
Okay, well done, Mikus.
Let's go. That's fucking it. It was fine. It wasn't that good.
No, it's just like he had such a low bar. He's just improved so much.
Most improved. He is most improved. That's fine. I'm happy to give him most. And also, chose a great song.
That's a fucking great song.
Who sings that one, Gertie? That's not Tracy.
That is.
Aero.
No.
We can probably move on if you want. Get back to me when you figure it out.
Journey?
I always remember it from the...
Foreigner.
Oh, yeah. That's good. I knew they weren't Australian.
I don't know how to pronounce that.
Yeah.
That's what Dave just said.
Really?
Yeah, that's a tough one, Dave.
How much are we going to help you there, buddy?
Nice, Dave. All right. I wanted to get your thoughts, guys. Sporting curses, I've found one, which I wanted to run past you. Now, I'm sure you're aware of this, in round six, the Brisbane Lions, who at the moment, that's who I support quite passionately, member, in fact, Skin supports less passionately,
Butt supports.
Butt supports.
If I'm going to watch footy, it'll be the Lions.
Exactly. They had a round six victory against Melbourne, which was lovely, but a big context, they haven't started as well, made the grand final last year. They've stunk it up a bit for the start of the year. Round six, everyone's thinking like they've turned this around, unbelievable. They beat Melbourne in Melbourne by, I don't know how many points, but they were up by quite a distance. Noah Answorth on that night made a crybaby gesture like this to Tom, nope, not Tom Petty.
Great singer as well.
Good singer as well. Harrison Petty, who was playing for Melbourne, which references, we don't, I don't know if we talked about it at the time, it's, but like he had a night up at the Gabba where obviously there was some sledging that got out of hand. Dane Zorko was involved. He said he was also provoked on that night. It was all like quite a big thing. And it ended up with Harrison Petty in tears basically and being consoled by his teammates essentially. But it all sort of like swept over and feel like people came out and like, yeah, they were dealing with it and it's been left alone for 2 years, which I thought was nice. It made me uncomfortable to watch the, I don't know if you've seen the vision of him doing it, just the crybaby gesture thing. It's just, I felt like I was in like primary school.
Mm. Yeah.
It was very weird to watch.
Some might say dust.
Yeah, proper dust. I was like, and I'm a big Lions man who will find like most reasons to support them, but I was watching it like wanting them to win and wanting them to destroy Melbourne and found it like
cringy.
Oh, it's yuck. Like, yeah, didn't like it at all. Since then, right, Melbourne goes on to kick a 5-2 last quarter after he's made it, right? Since then, they've been beaten by 26 points. This is the Lions, 26 points against Geelong and then 54 points just most recently against GWS. Mm-hmm. So I was already starting to think like, oh, there's some issues with the crybaby curse here, I reckon. I've found one. Then two up, as we've already referenced. Mikus, tell your story about what happened.
Oh, yeah. So there was a guy who was holding up $100. He wanted to verse someone for $100. He's looked at me and I was like, oh, that's way too much. I'll go 50. And he just looks at me and just starts doing a crybaby gesture to me.
No way.
Yeah, and I've just gone, you know what? Screw you. And I said, oh, I will do $100. You choose. And he chose. I won. Good.
So any other sporting curses or ways? How do you reverse it? Because the Lions are going no good at the moment. We're going to need something from them.
I don't know. But like, it takes curses. Like, I hate that type of sledging where like that style of personal sledging, because then I think it sort of becomes a little bit one in, all in with it as well. If one person's doing it, it strikes me to think that like maybe other people in that team are doing it as well.
Yeah.
And that stinks a bit to me.
Well, Dane Zorko came out after the game and said like, oh, I'll go and have a word to him because that's not how you want to win. Mm. It's like in the heat of the moment, that stuff happens. Mm.
It's happened a bit now.
Yeah. I was like, I don't know. I didn't like it. I was yuck. And it just strikes me as odd that, I mean, obviously, I probably don't really believe in sporting courtesies, but they have been diabolical since then. And it was just a bit of like a, what are you doing, mate? Like at that point, they were up by like 9 goals. So like the game's obviously already done. Mm-hmm. I don't like that either. I feel like heat of the moment, kind of like game's alive, big battle. Let's get stuck in.
Yeah, there's not much of a heat to the moment when you're up by that much, is there?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. You can't really justify as heat of the moment when you're up by 9 goals and the game's over at 3/4 time.
Yeah. Fighting.
Scoring second innings hundreds, aren't they?
Exactly. So, yeah, unsure, but need something. Need a way to reverse it. Goaty, you've alerted me to some other sporting curses in the past. A Masters Par 3 one, you explain that to us?
Yeah, so no golfer has won the Par 3 comp at the Masters and in the same year gone on to win the Masters tournament.
Yeah, and you know, even to add that, because I research it, that's what I do for this podcast.
Of course you do.
Yeah. You're a professional. Only two golfers have actually gone on to win another tournament in the year after winning the Par 3 Masters.
Yeah, Ricky Fowler won it this year.
Yeah, well, there you go. That's probably one of them. Oh, actually, knowing me, that was probably an outdated article I've read.
What's the one you did? Darren Lockyer, most NRL games ever. So.
What about Cam Smith? No, I don't think he played at all.
Who's that?
We're finishing with a game as per usual, and the game is Taboo.
You know that I need a guess from you,
cause every word I say is a clue.
The word could be eggplant, snow, or cute. Baby, we're playing the game Taboo.
Good song. That's Taboo. That's the jingle. Now, it is basically just the board game Taboo. Not even basically. It is the board game Taboo. We're just playing it on the podcast. We've actually shortened it, though, to make it more interesting. So the Taboo timer you hear in the background sounds like that. Shouldn't have started that. Now it's going to run for the whole time. And what else do you need to know? They're basically, you're trying to get your partner, say Mikus and Goaty, teams. They are a team. Skin and I are a team. You're trying to get your partner to guess the word that you are describing, but there's five words that are taboo, i.e. you can't say them. Correct?
Correct.
Most points well done. Win between the pair.
That's also a great pad to let the timer run out there as well, buddy. That's clinical.
I was struggling. It's still unfortunately got time to go, but
that's great.
It is good though. We're doing the blue color, Mikus.
Yep.
And your time starts now.
Okay. It's like a if you yep. Okay. I've got to open a. It's a type of container. You jar. Use an opener
can.
To do it. Yep. Okay, it's like a sickness. Yep, sickness in kids. Where you have lots of things all over your body.
Chickenpox.
Yep. Okay, it is the thing you eat with in your okay, so when I was yesterday on the couch,
sleeping,
ages,
napping.
Another word. I'm having a.
That's
Oh, we get one. Oh, more
we
guess.
Got one more guess. No more words from Mikus.
Siesta.
Oh, that's a great guess. But obviously not a great guess.
Pardon me?
Okay, not a great guess.
That's a terrible guess.
What do you mean?
Sleeping. Siesta is another word siesta. For sleep, isn't it? You
know, I wouldn't have thought. Anyway, yep, sorry.
What was the
a
word?
Siesta. Oh, snooze.
Oh. A snooze is a siesta.
Well, oh, well, then we've got the point then.
No, we don't.
Why?
No, we don't.
A siesta, you looked at me as if I'd like...
I think a siesta is Spanish, isn't it?
Yeah, I was thinking of a fiesta, which is quite the opposite.
That's a car.
Wait, is it?
It's a Ford Fiesta.
No, I don't know. Isn't a fiesta like a party?
Oh, I don't know.
That's a festival.
But a siesta is a fucking nap.
Well, I didn't know that clearly.
No, very clearly.
No, you just looked at me as if I'm the idiot.
Well, someone's an idiot. I haven't worked out exactly who it is. But
I have, and it is me.
Skid, I think, are you describing first? Eloise is over there as the squeaker.
It that way.
So it seems like it could be you.
Okay.
Where'd you get there, Mix? Can we get a
Michelle,
count?
Michelle
two. Two.
Which is fine. It's fine.
Two's
very serviceable.
Two's par, I think.
All right, Skin, you ready? Timer coming at you in 3, 2, 1, you're away.
Oh, my goodness. The guy on the news who tells you
anchor
the temperature tomorrow.
Oh, weatherman. A meteorologist.
Yeah, and so he's...
a weather.
Like, oh, guessing Lord. About the future. Yes. I can't say guess.
Oh,
goodness me.
No.
The big green lady with the fire. What? Oh my gosh. Oh,
good wheeze.
compare the
market.
That was a guess.
It's before
I'd
the time.
I'd say it was before the time.
Yeah, I don't
so,
get it.
But you no, also no, don't no, say no anything
more. And you said oh, yeah. so. You've ruined it.
No.
I don't think so helps at all.
Pear.
Oh, is it meerkat?
Yeah.
Oh, that hurts.
All right, that's a lovely zero.
That's zero. That's a nude run, Skin.
That is the nudie, and we've already seen it, so please do it again.
Right, we're in strife here, Skin.
Oh, yeah.
Two zip they
should
lead.
Should we declare?
And here we go. Why do we suck at
follow
this game?
On. Yeah,
we've won the last
yeah,
one.
Yeah, you
somehow.
Follow on. You didn't make it total. You follow on.
I hate going second.
All right, we're following on, Skin.
No,
we'll go. It's fine.
You can enforce follow on if you want. That means we have to go again.
No, we'll just go.
All right. 3, 2, 1. That's a pass from Goaty, by the way.
Okay, so like a Dyson?
Vacuum.
Okay. Leanne was
rhymes.
A... Yep, okay.
Rhyme a poet.
Yeah, okay, shorter of that. Like the a version poet, this version of that.
Poe.
So what does a poet write?
Rhymes.
What does a poet write?
Oh, shit.
What does a poet write?
Eloise goes
right, it's right.
Oh, Godel.
Okay, school.
Oh, of rock. Rock.
Well, that's a guess.
That's a guess.
Yeah, no, yeah, it was my guess.
But it's not. Is it a correct guess?
I don't think so.
It doesn't sound
he's
like,
not looking like it's correct.
No, I can't say. I can't give you another clue, can I?
Well, I also already guessed after.
It's all over. What was it?
School
what?
Camp.
Oh, yeah, no.
So what did you get?
So
what did, are you guys on three?
Three.
Yeah.
We are semi in the hunt here. I don't want to say that too early, but.
Glad you said
a poet
it.
Writes a poem. Poets write poems.
Oh, I'm a moron.
So far,
well,
we
already
do
that.
Yeah.
It's pretty much what they do.
I thought you were saying it was a Teletubby known pole.
Pole?
Pole?
Pole.
Pole's a great cook, right. actually.
Three, two, excuse me, we need four. Or at least three for a tiebreaker.
Three for a tiebreaker.
Three, two, one.
The algorithm.
That's, what has happened there?
That's the best.
Imagine trying to guess taboo with the guy in that in the background.
Oh my gosh. All right.
Change your card.
Three. Dude. I haven't seen it. Three, two, one. Let's go. Oh, on the weekend I was.
Best man.
What is that? Menza. I have Menza. Got a sick because I ate something weird.
Food poisoning.
Yep, and it's made my a body part. Oh, you geeman. Something you would never eat, often seen on a Benedict.
Cumberbatch? What's a Benedict?
A breakfast steak. Item. You wouldn't
bacon.
Eat
bacon.
Another word.
Pork. Eggs.
What's that? A something sandwich.
Eggs.
Bacon.
Eggs Benedict.
You've already said bacon, so it's obviously not bacon. We've also had 16 guesses and you still haven't said ham. What the heck is wrong with you?
Oh, lots is wrong with me. What is a Benedict?
Eggs Benedict. Not fucking Cumberbatch. Who's eating Cumberbatch? Apart from his wife, obviously.
He's thinking of cucumber, obviously. Yeah. Holy hell. That's one of the worst.
So bad at this game.
Well.
That was a poor performance all around.
That was that's not great. The applause is going to Migas and Goaty, but barely. It's a poor game. It's a bottom of the table sort of clash.
That was diabolical.
We tripled your score, mate.
Yeah, well, that's true. But I just wouldn't say that wouldn't have a lot of highlights, that one.
Nah.
If we were cutting them up.
I have a lot of lowlights.
Plenty of lowlights. Who's doing? Are you in for an X?
No, I've got one.
Skins put one in and an X as well.
Yeah, good. All right, Dad.
Wonderful. X comes from Caleb. I saw this just after we went to the piano bar a couple weeks ago for the Bucks, actually. And that guy played this song with the harmonica. Someone else was holding the harmonica for him.
Yeah.
Very good. Anyway, so Caleb says, for a song called Piano Man, the dude with the harmonica won't shut the fuck up.
Did you get that, Goaty? Were you listening?
Oh, 100% was listening. Huh. I saw the tweet.
Oh, it was Billy Joel played.
I certainly did play Piano Man.
Yeah.
The song was about him.
With a harmonica.
That makes sense.
No.
Is Billy Joel also playing the harmonica and the piano?
No, that was his mate Monica.
Oh, no.
I don't know either. Yeah. Interesting to know. Good song, Piano Man. It was very good at piano bar. Well, I think so. I mean, like, a lot of it. You were going to say it's overrated. You say that about every good song.
No, I won't say it's overrated. I'll say it's overplayed.
Not by Billy Joel. It's his song. He should be able to play it as much as he wants, really.
Mm. Do you reckon it's his best song?
I kind of like We Didn't Start the Fire. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I reckon that is a tune. Just so well, like so much to it. That would have been hard to write.
Yep.
Yeah. No, he's got quite a few good songs. Mm-hmm. Mm. I did always find it strange, the lyric as well, sing me a song, you're the piano man.
Mm.
When he's like the piano man.
Yeah, but also if you're the piano man, surely your job's playing piano, not necessarily singing the song. You know what I'm saying?
That's turned my world upside down, Skin. Yeah.
Maybe we should do a segment next week where we critique lyrics of songs.
Play me a song on the piano, you're the piano man.
I like it.
Play a remix. Song on the piano tonight.
Very nice. That is another episode of the We Got the Chocolates podcast complete. We welcome you to get in touch with us. It's at We Got the Chocolates wherever you are on social media. And Skin ends every episode by giving you a piece of homework.
I do. This week I was thinking a little rating and review wherever you're listening would be helpful. I feel like it's been a couple of weeks since we've read out a good review on the podcast. So it would be nice to have one to use for the next week or the week after.
Absolutely. Love it, Skin. You're actually off. You're off to the Maldives.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Make sure you say it right. Otherwise, Mikas will yell at you.
Yeah.
It's going to be weird without you here, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Piece of furniture, isn't he?
We're going to have to get Mikas to chime in way more. Like pretty much full time.
Pretty much.
Like a full time chimer.
Yeah.
What's a chimer?
Sing me a song in the chimer, man.
That bloke in the orchestra, his full-time job is to play the triangle.
What's your favourite Chinese food?
Remember to get out and have a chin wag with a few of your mates this week. If you're doing that, you're absolutely getting the chocolates. We love having you here. We'll speak to you again this time next week. And as always, good luck in the future. And that stops. Love you.
Love you.
Yeah.
Love you. Sorry.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello? Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.